Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Squid Series. I need to start this episode by saying I think there's some construction going on in the apartment below me. So if you can hear any banging or any noises, I apologize. I just literally walked in the door from work, sat down, got my equipment set up, and then people start banging on walls. It's what it sounds like. I don't know if it's coming from the outside of the building or from an apartment below me, but it's very annoying. So I'm hoping that my microphone doesn't pick up too much of it. But just in case, if it does, I just wanted to give that little disclaimer. I apologize for any noise that you may hear. So this week's episode is going to be all about moving. If you have ever moved in your life, you know that it is one of the most stressful things to do. There's just so much that goes into it. It's physically exhausting when you actually have to move furniture and boxes and all of this stuff to a new place. So I want to give some tips and some things that have helped me over the years because I have moved a lot and I'm only 21. I don't know why I've moved so much. I think I just am very indecisive. I don't like to stay in one place for a long time. At least that's how I've been right now. And just with how my life has kind of played out, it's made sense for me to move at different times. But because I've moved so many times, I want to share some advice with you guys. And I also want to touch on moving out of state or moving to a new area that you've never lived in before, because that's something that I've recently experienced and it's very stressful. And also talk about why we decided to move to Utah of all places. Yeah, we'll get into it. I'm excited. But you know the drill. We're going to start out with some life updates before we get into the topic of today's episode. Let me think here for a second because honestly, I haven't been doing that much with my life. Well, no, I take that back. There are some new things I can update you with. First of all, I'm going out of town this week. Steven and I are going back to California for a wedding, and I'm very excited just to get out of town. I'm just excited to get away from work for a little bit, even if it's just a few days, because it is so draining. I can't even put it into words. And yes, I am still job hunting. I am still looking for something new, and I'm trying to figure out what's going to work best for me because I have some stuff that will be hopefully starting within the next few months, and I'm trying to just figure out what my schedule is going to be like. I will say I'm not excited to do the drive from Utah to California again because we just did it last month. We drove out to San Diego last month, and when we were driving home, my butt was hurting so bad from sitting for so long, and I swear it hurt for like 2 days after we had gotten back because I don't know. It was so painful. And so I hope that doesn't happen again. And I hope that it's just a little bit less painful this time around. I do love a good road trip though. I will say that. I really do. I don't know what it is about it. I just love listening to music and it's just so nice. It's the best time to just think. Also, gas prices are so crazy here, which is sad to say because it's been pretty cheap in Utah. Compared to other states, but I think we just hit $4.98 the other day, so we're pretty much at $5 a gallon for gas right now. And I know obviously in other places it's more expensive, but that's expensive for this area that I'm in because when we moved here, it was like three something. I don't remember what it was, but it was like in the $3 range. Now we're at $5. It's so sad. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't understand why adults were always so mad when gas prices would go up because I was like, well, it's $4 a gallon. Like $4 isn't a lot. But little did I know, it adds up. Yeah, I miss those days when I knew literally nothing about the world and I was just a naive child who was just living life. I don't know. I miss those days so much. I also wanted to say really quick, I'm not sure if I'm going to have an episode up next week. I don't have anything pre-recorded and I don't know if I'll have time to do that before I leave. And I think we come back on Wednesday or Thursday next week, so I won't even really have time to record an episode and get it edited before next Friday. So there may not be an episode next week. I'm not 100% sure yet, but just putting it out there because I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days, and I may end up having time to get something recorded, but not 100% sure. Moving on with the life updates, I FaceTimed one of my best friends the other night, and we FaceTimed for 5 hours, and I'm not exaggerating because I remember we started FaceTiming around 6 p.m., and we got off of our FaceTime call after 11. I can talk to her forever and never get tired of her. Like, I love her to death. And it's just so funny to me that we'll literally go months without talking. Not because, you know, there's anything going on between us, but just because we're both busy with life and, you know, shit comes up. And anyway, it's just funny because we make it a priority to FaceTime every few months. And so when we FaceTime, it's for a very long time because we're just catching up on everything. And, you know, we just can't shut up. Like, we just can't stop talking to each other. It just makes me laugh, but I miss her so much and I love her. And FaceTiming her over the weekend seriously put me in such a good mood and made my weekend so much better. This is your reminder to talk to your friends, FaceTime them. I swear I was feeling so depressed at the end of last week. And then after we FaceTimed, I was like, I feel so much better. Like, I don't know. Talking to her really helped me. So yeah, FaceTime your friends. Honestly, it's such a good time. So now that we got the life updates out of the way, let's talk about Utah. Let's talk about why Steven and I decided to move to Utah of all places. So a little backstory. Steven and I were living in California a year ago, and it was just getting way too expensive to live there, and we decided to move. I think we started talking about it right before Christmas time in 2021, and we were actually doing long distance at the time, and we really wanted to move back in with each other eventually, and so we were like, okay, well, if we do move back in together, it's probably not going to be in California because it's just insane. Rent is so expensive. Utilities are so expensive. Like, just all of the bills, they add up. The reason why we picked Utah is because Steven and I are big into hiking. We love outdoor activities. We love just being outside in nature. And Utah's a great place for that. There's a lot of great hiking. There's a lot of national parks. I think there's 5 national parks in Utah. We've been to 2 of them. We've been to Arches and we've been to Zion. We still need to go to the other 3, which I'm going to try to name them. Let's see if I can remember. So there's Bryce Canyon. There is, is it Capitol Reef? I always forget. I can't remember if that one's in Nevada. So there's Zion, Arches, Bryce Canyon, Canyonlands, and I want to say Capitol Reef, but I don't remember if that one is in Nevada or if it's in Utah. I'm Googling it right now because I need to know. Okay, yes, Capitol Reef is in Utah. So those are the 5 national parks. I really hope that we get to see the other 3 parks before we move out of Utah. I always thought that Utah was a beautiful state, and we came up here in February of 2021, and we took a little trip to come scope out some of the areas in northern Utah, and we actually ended up moving to the place that we liked the most. We were so in awe when we came up here in February because it was snowing, and obviously it doesn't snow everywhere in California. And I'm going to be honest, we haven't really done a lot of hiking since we moved here. Last summer, we went on a few hikes and did some adventuring and exploring within the first few weeks after we had moved here. But then, I'm not going to lie, I didn't want to leave my house after my dad passed away. And I just really wanted nothing more than to lay in my bed and shut out the rest of the world. And so I feel like in a lot of ways, I kind of missed out on going hiking in the fall and just spending more time outside just in this past year because I was just in, you know, not the best headspace. And it sucks because we're not going to be in Utah forever and I really do want to enjoy my time here. And when I look back on these last few months, I'm like, God, all I've done is like, I've just laid in bed. I have cried my eyes out And that's about it. Like, you know, a lot of my memories that I have so far from being in Utah are from last summer, right after we moved here, and life was perfect. I really do want to make this year memorable, and I want to do more outside. So I'm going to make that a priority. Another reason why we decided to move to Utah is because it's still close enough to California, so we can still see our families and our friends pretty easily. Like, the drive to Utah from California, I think it takes us like 11 hours, depending on what time we leave and how fast we drive. It's not like across the country. And, you know, if we were to fly, it would be like less than an hour, I think. It really doesn't take very long. So distance was important to us. We didn't want to be too far from our family and friends. And we wanted to try and stay on the West Coast as much as possible. It came down to Utah and Idaho, but we've never been to Idaho. So I was like, I would rather go to Utah. Plus, it's closer. I will say it is so much different here than it is in California. In a lot of different ways, which I'll get into, but I don't know. I feel like my feelings are very mixed about living here, and it's just a very interesting place to be. So let's talk a little bit about the move. So we moved out here at the end of June of last year, and it was very overwhelming. It was exhausting. We were so tired from the drive because Steven drove the U-Haul with all of our stuff, and I drove my car, and I had both of our cats in my back seat in their crates. And it was just the longest drive of my life. The middle of Utah is pretty much just farmland. So once you get past St. George, it's like there's just nothing for miles and miles. And so it got very boring. I remember literally like my eyes were shutting while we were driving. And so I called Steven because he was in front of me in the U-Haul. And we talked on the phone for a few hours because we were trying to keep each other awake. Moving is always so physically exhausting because you're just exerting so much energy. And we definitely felt it for sure. We were so tired. The move was brutal. And we felt very out of place for the first few weeks. Obviously, it's pretty much like that for everyone that moves to a new area. You're just not used to it. You know, you have to find a new grocery store, a new gas station, all these places that you're going to start going to. And just getting used to the area in itself can be a lot. And we were definitely kind of like, where the hell are we? Like, this is so different from where we were living before. It is weird, especially when you don't have family or friends nearby just to like call and hang out with. And I feel like we definitely felt very lonely in those first few weeks because it was just such a huge change for us. We also started our new jobs very shortly after we had moved here, and I was still with the same company that I was with in California, so it wasn't that different for me, but I was starting at a new location, obviously, and then Steven started a completely new job, so it was very overwhelming for him, and I think we were just like so uncomfortable in the first few weeks, but that is completely normal. You're always going to feel uncomfortable when you're not used to something, so we really tried to just stay positive, and those first few weeks were hard. It was so hard to come home and just be like, what are we doing here? Like, we're in Utah. We don't have family nearby. Like, what the heck are we doing? We're definitely in a routine now that we've been here for a year and we feel very comfortable here now and this is just our life now. But it was really weird in the first few weeks of us being here. And I think we were so glad to have each other because, again, we were so brand new to this state and we didn't know anybody here. And then life just started taking a turn and all this crap started happening and it wasn't fun. But there were so many changes right after we moved here and I don't know how, like looking back on it, I'm like, I don't know how I got through those days because my mind was all over the place. Just to give you a little recap of what happened, within like the first 2 months of us moving to Utah, first of all, my grandpa passed away like 2 or 3 weeks after I had moved out here. which was very sad. And, you know, when someone in your family passes away, you want to be with your family. You want to be close by. And I really wanted to be with my dad. I really wanted to be with my brother during that time. And it was weird to not have them 20 minutes away anymore. Then my car got broken into a few days later, which was so great. I love people so much. We were sleeping and it was like 5 a.m. And a police officer was knocking on our door. So Steven got up, went to answer the door, came back into the room and was like, "You're not gonna like this." And I was like, "What do you mean? Who's at the door?" And he was like, "Your car got broken into." And I was like, "Of course it did. Of course it did. Yeah, sounds about right. You know, sounds about right. Life is just going so well right now." If you couldn't tell, I had a very hard time staying positive during this time because it was just one thing after another. He didn't take anything. He broke my passenger window with a rock. So there was a rock sitting on my passenger seat. Glass was obviously everywhere. It was in my back seat. Like, it was just, I still find little pieces of glass in my car to this day. And then, like, 2 weeks after that happened, my dad passed away. So I was just not in a good headspace whatsoever. When it rains, it pours. And that was definitely the case last summer. And I feel like because that's kind of how I started out my time here in Utah, I just haven't been able to enjoy it very much because I'm still processing certain things. The area that we moved to is growing very fast and prices are going up here too. So like you truly cannot escape it. Like no matter where we go, it's just so expensive and it's just ridiculous. And I hate being an adult for that reason. The scenery here. Gorgeous. 10 out of 10. There is a mountain range right by our house that, I kid you not, looks like it is out of a painting. And sometimes when I'm driving to work, I just stare at it and I'm like, there's no way that this is real. Like, it looks fake to me. The sunsets here are amazing. So vibrant, gorgeous. I love it. I love sunsets. And it just makes me happy when the sky is all pink and pretty. We get to experience all of the seasons. For some people, this may not be a positive, but for me and Steven, I feel like it is because we've never lived somewhere where it snows. And I feel like, I don't know, it's just really magical to be able to experience the seasons as they're supposed to be and just kind of what you picture, you know what I mean? Like, in the fall, I expect all the leaves to change colors and for the weather to start cooling down. And it is so gorgeous here in the fall. All of the trees, especially in the mountains, all of the leaves on them turn yellow, orange, red. It's gorgeous. It is like a fall wonderland. And then, of course, in the winter, Utah gets amazing snow up in the mountains. So it's great for skiing, snowboarding, all that kind of stuff. Summertime is very humid, very, very humid. Today is actually not that bad, but it does get up into like the high 90s most of the time and feel like you definitely have to have air conditioning to be comfortable. It's definitely a beautiful state. Also, like I said earlier, it's close to California, which we love. So to wrap up my whole Utah experience, it's been great so far. I do like living here. Do I think it's going to be the place that I settle down and have kids? No. Steven and I want to be close to family. And I think, you know, we do eventually want to move back to California one day. I still don't know where we're going to move to at the end of next year. We may even end up staying here longer. I'm not sure yet. It just really depends on what feels right to us and where we're at with our lives in a few months. But Utah's beautiful. And I will say, I'm really happy that we did move out here. Right after we had moved here, especially right after my dad passed away, I was like, I shouldn't have moved. Like, I should have stayed in California. But I know for a fact that wouldn't have changed anything. And, you know, I would just be depressed in California. It wouldn't have really changed anything in my life. All right, now that I've talked way too much about my own experiences, let's get into the actual tips for moving. My first tip is to not procrastinate. Make sure that you are planning far in advance because moving is stressful and the last thing you want to do is leave things till the last minute and then stress yourself out when you're already under a lot of stress and pressure. When Steven and I were planning our move to Utah, I had like a little calendar and I marked the dates with certain things that I needed to get done before the move. Things like picking up the U-Haul, packing up boxes, all those type of tasks that come with moving. I think it's just good to have some sort of calendar or schedule, plan, whatever you want to call it, just to keep yourself on track. The second you know that you're moving, start planning. You're not going to regret starting too early, but you will regret procrastinating and putting things off. There's so much that you have to do when you move. Like, you have to set up new accounts for utilities, change your mailing address, random things like that. And if you just put it on some sort of schedule, it might just help break it down for you and make it less overwhelming. Like, if you're telling yourself, oh, I have to do all these things and I don't know how I'm going to get them done, and you're not making some sort of plan for yourself, it is going to feel overwhelming and stressful. But if you actually take the time to plan out what you're doing and what needs to get done, it's going to be a lot easier. Now I'm going to talk about after the move. Once you're settling in to your new place, unpack a little bit at a time. Don't feel like you have to unpack everything all at once. I am definitely the type of person where I have to unpack everything immediately. Like, when I go on a trip and I come home, I have to unpack my suitcase right when I get back. I can't let it sit on my floor for days or weeks because it drives me nuts. And I have to like just get it unpacked right when I get home. When we were moving, I felt like the next day after we had moved, I was like, all right, we're in our new apartment. I have to break down all these boxes. I need to find a place for everything. And like, it was just so stressful. I put so much pressure on myself to get all of that done in like one day, when that's not realistic. Like, it took me days to get everything packed. So I don't know why I thought I'd be able to get everything unpacked in like less than 24 hours. So just remind yourself that there's no rush to get every single box unpacked right away, and that you have all the time in the world. Like, just take it easy. Be proud of yourself for getting through the actual move and be happy that it's over. Like, that's all you have to worry about. Okay, another really important thing. If you don't have family or friends nearby, make it a priority to check in with them. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed, especially in the beginning. And if you are living somewhere that's maybe far away from home, or you don't have people that you love nearby, it can feel very, very overwhelming. And what I like to do is just remind myself that this is temporary, and I know I'm not going to be living in Utah forever. I'm eventually going to be close to family one day. But for right now, I just need to enjoy the time that I have in Utah and try not to just stress too much about the future. I think it's just hard when you go from being surrounded by family and friends to just having not a single person in your new area. The best thing you can do in that situation is call them. Call the people you love and the people that you're missing, and talk to them and tell them about your move. FaceTime them. There are still so many ways you can communicate and connect with people without being face to face. Obviously, it's not the same, but it's better than nothing. Just take advantage of the new opportunities around you rather than focusing on how much you miss your family and your friends. And the last little tip that I have has to do with like making new friends and things like that. Join a Facebook group. I know not everyone has Facebook, but I am a part of a Facebook group, and it's specifically for the area that I live in Utah. And the group, the whole purpose of this Facebook group is to make friends. Joining a group like this can really help kind of take some of that stress away, especially when you see other people like posting in these groups about how they're new to the area. They're looking for new friends. Making new friends is always hard, especially when you're older. Like, I feel like when you're a kid, it's so easy to just make friends because you get along with everyone. But as you get older, you know, relationships can become more complicated, and I don't know, it's just so much harder to connect and start from scratch with somebody. So joining a group like this can really help. And it doesn't have to be Facebook. It could be Instagram, you know, whatever you find. I mean, Facebook is just what I use, but it's just a great place to meet new people. Obviously, be careful. Like, if you're meeting somebody online, be smart about it and just be aware, because there are some creeps out there. And like, I wouldn't give any personal information to anyone. If you're meeting somebody somewhere, make sure it's in a public place where there's a lot of people. Like, just be smart about it. Okay, we're not trying to get kidnapped. And those type of groups, I'm sure, are in like most areas. So all you have to do is just search it up on Facebook and see what comes up. It's also great for hobbies as well. I'm a part of a Facebook group for the equestrian community here in my area, and it's great because I get to see all the things that are going on. It's a great way to stay connected within your community, and when you're new to a community, this is the best way to just get yourself in there, you know, see what's going on, be a part of it. It's also a great way to find new hobbies too. If you join one of these groups, you might find an activity that you've never tried. And you know, I just think you have to put yourself out there. It's scary. Nobody likes doing it. I especially hate doing it. I don't like talking to new people, but sometimes you just have to. And I think it's good to get out of your comfort zone and push yourself to do things that maybe you've never done before. Moving is stressful, as we all know. And I hope that these tips were somewhat helpful. I know they're not the best tips in the world, but it's really hard to give advice on something that is so different for everyone. Like, I feel like every moving experience is so different. If you are moving to a new place, just keep an open mind and try to just soak in every moment, especially if this is a temporary place you're going to be living and you know you're not going to be there forever. You will love yourself for having those memories and making the most out of your time there rather than dreading it and just waiting to go back to wherever you came from or wherever you're going next. So just try to be in the moment, you know, try to be present. Obviously, very hard to do. It's easier said than done. But I think you will be very appreciative if you're just slowing yourself down, taking in what's around you, and just enjoying your life. I'm going to start wrapping this episode up, and my cat just jumped into my lap, so hopefully he doesn't make any noise. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Also, check out the show notes to find any of my social media links. They should all be in there for the most part. And yeah, again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not sure if I'll have an episode out next week. I'm gonna try, but I don't know, I might just miss next week. We'll see what happens. Thank you so much again for listening, and I will talk to you guys very soon.